Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin. Welcome to show number 33 of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. Thanks for joining us. Today is Good Friday. It's a day when Christians commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus Christ at Calvary. It is a day of mourning. Good Friday is good because Christ showed his great love for man and purchased for him a multitude of blessings, including salvation and eternal life. The date of Jesus' crucifixion was around A.D. 30 or A.D. 33, and is described in the four canonical Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the New Testament epistles. The location of Jesus' crucifixion was in Jerusalem, Judea, of the Roman Empire. The major participants of the crucifixion were Jesus and the Roman army, and of course there were two notorious thieves, each hanging on his own cross, one on the left and one on the right of Jesus. According to the canonical Gospels, Jesus was arrested and tried by the Sanhedrin, then sentenced and placed on death row by Pontius Pilate to be scourged and finally crucified by the Romans. Jesus was stripped of his clothing. He said, "I am thirsty." He was offered vinegar mixed with myrrh and gall to drink. He was hung between two convicted thieves. Now we will listen to a song entitled, "By His Wounds, Glory Revealed," by Littrell, Powell, Hall, and Chapman.
He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. We are healed by your sacrifice and the life that you gave. We are healed. By your grace we are saved, we are saved.
He was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
And by his wounds we are healed. And the life that you gave, we are healed, for you paid the price. By your grace we
saved. We are saved.
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed.
By his wounds, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Mark gives an account of Jesus' crucifixion in his gospel. Jesus is led away to be crucified. Reading from the New International Version of the Holy Bible, Mark chapter 15, verses 22 through 27 and 33 through 40. Hear the word of the Lord. They brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him, dividing up his clothes. They cast lots to see where each would get. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. The written notice of charge against him read, "The King of the Jews," verses 33 through 40. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" But some of those standing near heard this. They said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." Some women were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger, and Joseph and Salome. The word of the Lord. Crucifixion has been described as an extremely brutal and absolutely excruciating and painful death. Death is caused by several factors, one of which is suffocation. There's a loss of body fluids and multiple organ failure. For example, the kidneys shut down, the lungs, and other organs, and ultimately the heart ceased to function as blood drains through the wounds. While Jesus was dying this painful and humiliating death, John's gospel tells us that Jesus was concerned about his family. In John 19:25-27, Jesus instructed John to care for his mother. Jesus knew that families are precious gifts from God and should be taken care of in all circumstances, in health, in sickness, and even during the point of death. Jesus was laid in the tomb. I say again that Good Friday is good. Jesus' death was part of God's divine plan to save humanity. The death and resurrection of Jesus is at the heart of the Christian faith. It is through Jesus' death that people's broken relationship with God can be restored. Now for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I offer this prayer to you because you alone are God. You are all wise. Your steadfast love is eternal. There are times, Lord, when we are distanced from you and your word. Please forgive us and put us again on the right path. That would be the path of righteousness. Thank you, God, for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross at Calvary, that we will have a way to reconnect to you and stay connected to you. Help me, Lord, to pray for others daily, that those who don't know you will come to know you and come to trust in you. These, Lord, and all blessings are asked in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Our closing song is entitled, Third Day, Carry My Cross, by Michael Jason.
I've been walking through the wilderness, praying to the Father and waiting for my time. I've come here with a mission, and soon I'll give my life for this world. I'm praying in the garden and I'm looking for a miracle. I find the journey hard, but the reason I was born. And can this cup be passed on? Lord, I pray your will be done in this world. So I carry my cross and I carry the shame to the end of the road, through the struggle and pain. And I'll do it for love. Yes, I carry my cross and I carry the shame. I feel like I'm alone here and I'm treated like a criminal. The time has come for me now, even though I've done no wrong. Father, please forgive them, they know not what they've done. I'll be coming back again. Yeah.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. Chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.